Hey guys, and welcome to a new podcast episode. I know it's been a while, and I talked about this in the last German episode, that I was just not feeling recording an episode, and I think it's really important to feel like doing something to get the best results and to give you guys the best content that I want to give you. So I'm sorry, but I'm back and I have a list of a lot of topics that I want to talk about, and I promise that there will follow more episodes in shorter time. So today's episode is about a topic that a lot of people have talked about it before, and maybe some of you are tired of hearing something about it, and that's totally fine. You can stop listening right here, but if you are interested, enjoy it. The topic I want to talk about today is intuitive eating. That's something that's really sad that so many people, including me, had or have to learn again. Because food and eating should be something naturally, something that we do to keep ourselves alive, to keep our bodies healthy and our mind healthy, but not something that we struggle with so hard. But let's face reality, it is a struggle, and a lot of people struggle with it. So I want to talk about it, how it started in my journey and how I overcame having a restrictive eating habit. So I think I talked about it before. I had an eating disorder in my teenage years, and that's when food first was an issue for me. I didn't eat intuitively, I starved myself, I ate so little that even in the recovery time, my body or mind or everything just wasn't hungry. I didn't know when to eat, how much to eat, because my energy levels were super low and my body was just used to not having much food, which is really sad, but that was the reality. So when I first started to eat more, I had specific numbers of meals I ate and specific portions so that I get a little bit more used to and a little bit more in the routine of eating just more. And I don't know, I did this for maybe a few months or so, and it slowly became or better, but food was still an issue for me. I ate really, really healthy. I don't know, maybe you can remember the time when everybody was clean eating. That was me. And I was still feeling really bad when I ate something unhealthy. When I ate healthy, and even the portion size was super fine if I ate a lot of food. That was so really, really fine. And that's the first step. But there was still the issue with, I don't know, fast food, candy, or something like this. This in general shouldn't be the majority of food that you consume, but allow yourself treats. You shouldn't restrict yourself in any life situation, either food, either, I don't know, anything. So, yeah, this was still an issue for me. But I think it got better when I went to America, because I was in a new country, in a new state, and I wanted to taste the food because I knew that I wouldn't be back in a short time. So you have the opportunity, and I mean, it's America. There are so many options. And I don't know, maybe it was because I was feeling free. I talked about it before. America was the time that I embraced myself, my true self, and not depending on others' opinions or others' judgments. And I think it was the whole situation, me being myself for the first time in so many years, and me feeling happy most of the time. Yeah, or maybe my host family was horrible, but I had a lot of great experiences, and they totally were the majority in my head. So I was trying to enjoy the time there, and I definitely had good times. And I think the whole situation let me forget worrying about food so much, which was a blessing. And when I came back, I gained a little bit of weight, not much, but I didn't felt that comfortable, and I started to eating healthy again, and it was okay. I had treats now and then, but it was perfectly fine. But there were always times when I went to the gym more often. That was always in connection with eating more healthy, eating more clean, and then I realized, okay, it's starting again, that I'm worrying about, no, don't eat candy and blah, 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 don't eat something unhealthy. It was this pattern from the past again. But the good thing was that I recognized this and that I worked on this. So I started to exercise a little bit less, and that's when my relationship with food went better. So I understood that, okay, you need to find a balance, girl. You can't be an extreme in the one direction or in the other. You have to find your balance, and that's what I did. And it worked out perfectly until I did the thing you may all heard about. It's intermittent fasting. I forgot the name, damn it. I was thinking like, oh man, what's the name? Intermittent fasting. That's per se a great thing. I think for a lot of people it will work, but for me, and I think especially for people that have struggled with food or eating disorders in the past, it's not the best thing to do, because you're fasting, you're sometimes starving yourself, because you know, okay, you can't eat in, I don't know, 6 or 8 hours, and no, more, you are able to eat in 6 hours, I think, or less. There are different types you can do. And then you fast for, I don't know how many, the rest of the 24 hours. And I saw great results regarding to my body, but it was horrible for my mind and my mindset and my relationship towards food. So I stopped it. And that's the best advice I can give you. The moment you realize that something gives you maybe good results on the outside but not on the inside, you need to change something. You need to stop or change it up, but not continue it, because that's not the price you want to pay, believe me. You want to live a happy and healthy life, and I think it's so important, now we are here again with the intuitive eating thing, to listen to your body. And that's easier said than done, because you really, really need to listen what signals your body sends you. And you can recognize it, but you can ignore it. But that's not the thing you should do. You should recognize the signals your body is sending you, and then you have to act. You have to do something. And oh man, this is such an important topic to myself, because I've struggled a lot in the past. And till today, there are some days I'm struggling a little bit, but damn it, that's human. And I would say 98% of the time, I'm doing so fine, but there are still those 2% that on some days I'm not feeling well, I'm not feeling good in my body, I'm not feeling good about what I ate, or I feel like, okay, man, you ate a lot of junk the last couple of days, you need to change something. But I think it's in a healthy way that I think, like, not because, oh man, you ate so much junk or so much unhealthy stuff, you will get fat or blah blah blah. No, I think, okay, you need to start eating healthier because of your body health, because of your mindset health, because I think there is a big connection between the food you're consuming and how you're feeling mentally. I read some studies, and depression and what you're eating are connected. And it's amazing how much the things you're eating can affect your health, your mental health. And that's something you should keep in mind. Find a balance. Start listening to your body. Start recognizing when something is getting in an extreme. Remember, balance is the key. So, I think I've talked long enough for now. That's the most important things I wanted to talk about relating to intuitive eating. And sorry for my English. I'm a little bit off with recording episodes in English and talking in English in general. And always remember, I'm not a native speaker. I might have some grammar mistakes or spelling mistakes, so don't be too hard with me. There we go again. So I wish you a wonderful day, a wonderful evening, whenever you're listening to this, and I hope I will see you next time. Bye.
'The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.